Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy opening week.
Well, it's exciting time. Right at the top of the list of excited people here in Dallas, and real excited to have this team headed for hopefully a great weekend. You know, apart from it being our opening game, this is quite a happening for us to be able to go to that new Los Angeles stadium out there and open that great venue. It's quite an achievement, and it's hopefully we'll be able to step out there and have the first win in it.
Jerry, is that new stadium that a lot of people give you credit for going to be better than AT&T?
Well, I don't want to get into comparisons this week because this really is its debut, if you will. This is a tremendous asset, this stadium, to the NFL. And so the Cowboys get our due by just being a part of the stadium of the NFL and getting to have that as a asset. And I look at it that way, I really do. I'm so impressed with what the owner did, Stanley Kroenke, and the financial commitment that he made. And boy, was it challenging. And he has put together one of the, not only the great stadium, if you will, for the country, but also the world. And I know I'm doing a lot of arm waving, but that's the entertainment capital of the world, and it's very fitting that we get to open it up. I had quite a plan that we were going to go do our training camp out, play the first preseason game in the stadium, and then, of course, open up this week. But all of that's what it is. Here we are, and we'll be on center stage. And it should be inspiring to our football team and our players to play in the stadium.
Hey, Jerry, we all felt good when we found out that a lot of the players were going to kind of quarantine at the Omni there in Frisco for training camp. But now that we get to the regular season, how worried are you, or what extra precautions or talks do you give to the players to say, hey, if you can avoid the grocery store, if you can avoid going out, if you can avoid a lunch somewhere, please do it so that we make sure everyone passed these tests and we can play football. What can you say about that as we get ready for the real thing?
I think your instincts, and I think what you've just described is the way it is. We all realize you have to be available to be a part of each game and certainly the season. And this year, availability has two parts to it. Number one, you've got to be available from the virus and the testing, and even the part of testing and an isolation aspect to it. That is a factual point that everybody gets now. Everybody understands it's facts. You have a test, and you've got yourself. Possibly you'll be on the outside looking in. So I think our players have an inordinate sense of responsibility. I think they're acting accordingly. We all know that we certainly want to see family members. We want to see significant others. That's important. We want to get to have those types of interaction with their families, but be smart about it and give us a chance to play this season out game by game. I think that's the key. Just game by game. I think we're as prepared as you possibly could imagine we'd be under these circumstances. So, again, I'm excited. I'm excited about the way we got here. If you're talking in football terminology, we've got our stance. We've done our fundamentals. We're ready to play. And by the way, we've gotten an inordinate amount of work done to get this team ready to go. Physical work as well as just the kind of work that it takes to play good in your first ball game.
Jerry, in terms of the testing, how often will they be tested? Well, when's the last time they'll be tested before the game? Like if the game's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, will they be tested Sunday morning, Saturday night? How's that going to work?
Be tested Saturday and be tested actually and can have it. But be tested Saturday and are being tested every day.
What happens if someone tests positive on Sunday, Jerry, before the game?
Then they won't play.
Okay.
And you know, we have our tracers. We have our tracers. But more than likely, without trying to really get specific here and not trying to elude anything, it's not specific.
Yeah.
The key thing, positive test. You've got a good indication, of course, if when they get on the plane Saturday in this case, again, you've got a good indication with a negative test that they're going to be okay. But the key thing, we've got our tracers, we've got contact tracers so that we know who the players have been around. You wouldn't believe how careful we are as to limiting the players that the teammates that each player is around. This is has had some real good success in keeping this thing, if possible, positive, keeping it limited to just players.
Jerry, you know, when someone has tested positive, like in baseball, they just cancel the game. If Saturday, God forbid, Dak Prescott tests positive, you know, like that's a huge loss. Like competitively, it's an imbalance. Are you guys looking to, like, do you think the league would go ahead and cancel games for teams that have a player or two test positive before the game?
No, I do not. No, I don't. And, I don't want to get into hypotheticals again because there's no end to them. But I don't think the testing of any single player would cancel a game at all.
Jerry testing Jones positive. Right here. Yes, but it's not like the league or you guys have set a barometer. Like if it's five, we have to cancel. You're just going to kind of go with it and determine. Fluid.
Well, there's been all kinds of scenarios you can imagine. And we've got an independent made up of people like Bill Pullian and really experienced football, NFL people. You've got an independent group that will look at the competitive aspect of it and the impact of it to be involved in the decision-making, to advise the commission.
Jerry, how do you feel about your football team? There's a ton of excitement again. Everyone is ranking your roster right near the very top. Zeke said, most talented team I've been surrounded with. Everyone is really thrilled with the talent. Do you have an expectation level for this team? How would you describe them? What do you expect from your Cowboys this year?
Well, I thought we'd never get around to it. I wanted to be patient this morning, but I needed an excuse, and that's called a question. But I'm really excited about, if you will, our offense. Go right to it. I think that our outstanding quarterback and Dak, outstanding backup at Dalton. I think that gives us as good as we've could have ever have expected. I'm not going to use the word as good as we've been or been around, but boy, they that they've had some great reps with each other. The offense is a blend for the last couple of years, as well as Mike McCarthy's philosophies that are in there, and I think got the best of both worlds here. I don't believe there's any question. We have prepared to use receiving core, an area that doesn't get as much attention, but our tight ends are deep this year, and our tight ends are very talented this year, especially in the passing game. But they fit this running game the way we've got it designed, and so I think you're going to a combination of a receiver, but also inclusive tight end, and out of the backfield, it should be interesting this year with a more use of Pollard and Zeke as receiver types. We've got that in, and it's going to be very effective. So I'm sure excited in that area. I'm interested to see just how well we do on and our defensive front. I'll go right to that area. I'm kind of not to be trite about it, but between the linebackers, which I want to put a big emphasis on, I thought in the off season as we came into camp, our linebacking crew was as strong as we have as a group. It was somewhere in the top, let's say. But that defense has really impressed me in the play that we've had those veterans, especially those three veterans, four veterans that we brought in. And so I'm excited about what we can do with numbers in a rotation. When I was involved early on in Super Bowl teams, the distinguishing thing on the teams, apart from the triplets and the great players on offense, was the rotation, the numbers of defensive linemen we had. We have that. And that's going to be very impactful as we move move along in a ball game because, as you know, that defensive linemen, that everybody is limited as you have in place on the team because you can do that 60 times a game, and so you need a rotation. We certainly need to put some pressure on them because we're young in the secondary with Diggs, of course, being a guy that has really stood out during practice. Worley's a new guy, and we're familiar with Woozy Brown and Jordan Lewis. So we go there. We talk about safety a lot. One of the best players I think that we have is Woods, Xavier Woods. I think he's one of the best players we have on the team. And so you need two of them. You actually need about four of them in a ball game, but two of them to be called your starters, I think we've got as good as we've had lately in Xavier Woods. I like our team a lot.
Jerry, do you expect Xavier Woods to be able to play Sunday night?
Yes, I do. Yes. Everything's on go. It would be really a surprise if he didn't get out there Sunday night. I think he got a good checkup yesterday and should be moving around out there this week in a good
way. Jerry Jones here on The Fan. We know you can't go into any details, but you also know we have to ask. The fans want to know, is there any update? Are you still considering the addition of Earl Thomas, or are you guys moving on from that possibility?
No, I think that's fair, and I really don't flare on you there to ask that question. Very fair. We obviously had a little setback in our plans there with Hicks. But I think that certainly he's a player that is an NFL caliber football player. On the other hand, I think one of the most fortuitous and one of the most positive things that have happened to us is the availability of Carr. We've always known Carr to be an outstanding player. And he's fresh off the season that he played very well. And he has that flex that the coach is talking about, can play both safety and corner. But more important, he's an experienced player. We know him well. He's outstanding. And I'm outstanding as a teammate, a person. big corner. And that corner, as well as it will be a big safety. So I think we landed on our feet and get to bring Carr here. He won't probably be available for Sunday, but still, for a little longer term, I think we've landed on our feet there. But we know that we've got to continue to look at an evolving position. But a little bit of that's NFL football. You don't ever have these positions as fixed as you want to because of the availability factor.
Jerry, we haven't been able to see it. We haven't been at camp. There's been no preseason games. You have. What's a Mike McCarthy coach team look like? We knew what a Garrett team looked like. What's a McCarthy team look like?
Well, I think that hopefully it looks like the last time I think he played in that stadium. I'm not sure it was the last to come to think of. But hopefully it looks like that Super Bowl team that won't play out there. But I hope he looks like a couple of Bay teams that went out there and we ended up on the short end of the score. I kidded him the other night at our contact practice that we had out there, the equivalent of any dress rehearsal we've done. And, boy, there he was sitting in there in the coach's room in our great area where our team dresses. And I said, "It looks to me like you're in the wrong office. You should be over there in that visiting team's office." And I'm still mad about it. And we black. But the point is, I think you'll see a team out there that is probably harder to get a beat on. I think on both sides of the ball, that a McCarthy team will have, I like to use the word, but will have more ambiguity about it. The defense won't be able to line up and beat up as well on them. Beat, if that's not its word, but a proper term. But the point is, you won't be as predictable as possibly we've been. Now, we've had the horsepower to be predictable, run it right down their throat. But you'll see a team here that gives you a little more to think about on both sides of the ball. And that's by design. That's part of him.
Jerry Jones joins us here at 105.3 The Fan. Deshaun Watson gets 4 years, 160. That's $40 million a year. Does that change the contract negotiations with Dak Prescott when those resume?
Well, I think that you should look at the word, what have you anticipated those salaries being as you've looked down the road? There have been no surprises here. No surprises in Mahomes and Watson. They just happen to be arguably two of the top players in the National Football League, prospective players, and however you want to define them, play the key positions. And so I would say that you're seeing no surprises here at all. And everybody has to look at their own team, the makeup of their team, their salary cap situation. There's no doubt that what others are paid come to play. But I just think if you ask me, was I surprised in any way with Mahomes and Watson, I would say not surprised. And I reiterate our thinking for now and in the future is to have Dak as our quarterback.
Jerry, this is just a general
camp. He's had an outstanding camp, by the way. Couldn't have asked for more from him than what we've got. And I think we're going to have, I really do, I think he's going to have a huge year.
Jerry, this is just a general negotiating question, not specific to Dak or Amari. A lot of Cowboy fans say, well, if you keep waiting, the price goes up because these other players get paid. What do you say to that? That, you know, you wait and you wait and you don't sign and the price keeps going up and you keep costing yourself money. What do you say to that negotiating point?
I first of all, don't say anything regarding the negotiation. I know everybody really would understand that we're married, we're getting married again, we're restating our vows, and there's a sensitivity that's involved in a negotiation of this nature that you really don't discuss a lot of the philosophy. The one thing that I will tell you is that this philosophy incorporates, whether it looks like it or not, it incorporates a very significant commitment to DAC, and it incorporates in that thinking our desire to build the team around DAC that allows us to start seasons as with expectations where they are. You need to have receivers that are the caliber we're talking about. You need to have an offensive line. You need to have defensive players. You need to have all of those things. It's a big part of putting this roster together, and that's almost trite to say that. And so it's real important, very important to understand that what we pay in our players has to be meld in with the overall limit that you have to spend on your team. And to project that, you've got to be conscious of where the competition is out there. And that's what separates most of the time between a player and his agreement, which is totally understandable, and when you look at the overall expenditure that you have. And we're looking at a lot of moving parts here. This code, this virus is and what we've done to our available dollars over the next several years. Frankly, the impact hasn't been determined as we sit here. We negotiated for months, and I was a big part of the negotiation. And we adjusted back for the COVID, and then we talked about how we were going to the adjustments that we have this year and potentially next year and incorporated in years going forward. All of that will have to be balanced by the revenues as we look ahead. We don't know if it's going to be less or more. You take that plus how we're leveling out or trying to flatten out the impact of this year's COVID economic impact on what these salaries are, and you've got a big moving part here. And we're trying to be as smart as we can about having it so that we can not only keep this team together.
Jerry Jones, join us here, 105.3 The Fan. We're all, everyone out there wanting to know, waiting to see what's going to happen. What can we expect from the players on the Cowboys, what they're going to do during the anthem on Sunday?
Oh, I think you're going to see, first of all, let me be real clear. Have anybody out there that isn't very, very sensitive about the interest and the visibility of the Dallas Cowboys. They're all very aware of it. As we all know, we're the most visible entity in all of television. More eyeballs watch when we play than any program in all of television. Sounds like an exaggeration, but it's not. It's the most visible. I certainly want our players, and they have the motivation to, if you will, not use the sideline or use that part of the game, the national anthem, not use that to get people's attention, because that's already been got. Everybody understands the issues. Everybody does. Then players, I want them to use the Cowboys to ask for help from the majority of people that will be watching them on the sideline, and to ask for help, to ask them to be sensitive about the social issue that is at hand here. And so I understand that. I get that, whether it's body language or what, the Dallas Cowboys are sensitive to what our flag represents in this country. We are sensitive to that. Everybody knows where I stand. Everybody's got a good feel for where the country is on this matter. I would expect the Cowboys to show, I'm going to use the word, great sensitivity, and I hope that fans will receive it, however each individual presents it. However they do, I hope the fans will receive it in a way that is a genuine ask for help. Because right now in our society, we've got some things that we do need to address, and I want the Cowboys to be a part of that.
And, Jerry, my final question to you is, how worried are you about fans turning away from the NFL or the Cowboys, the fans who say, I don't want these issues mixed with my sports. I don't want to see anyone kneeling during the national anthem. Ratings dipped during the Colin Kaepernick story. How worried are you about that happening again to the Cowboys and the NFL?
Well, that is the that is a huge issue. Huge. You know, and by the just the nature of the way that I run the team, how much I appreciate the interest that's in Dallas Cowboys. And a lot of it is interest just because they want to see us get beat. But still, the big interest is there. I'm very sensitive to that, and that's exactly why that I have said and that I want our players to be very sensitive to just how important it is to the majority of our fans, more than any other team. The majority of our fans, how sensitive they are recognizing what this great country is and what this flag stands for. Well, I'm very sensitive. Everybody knows where I stand. And there's no equivocation there at all. I feel fortunate to be a part of an entity, the Dallas Cowboys, and a sport that has that much interest. Consequently, I want everybody to understand that if any player that is standing out there has a serious awareness of the kind of activity there is there, and they ask for help and with that in mind. And so that if they're there to say in a way that you would ask for help, it's not good to be obstreperous or anything if you are asking people to see it through your eyes and see it in your way. It's important to show the kind of grace. I'm very confident that on both sides, our players as well as our fans, that we can come together for a grace. It is all about trying hard to move the ball forward, see the other guys where he's coming from, not necessarily to agree, but to see where he's coming from. I hope the Dallas Cowboys can be a part of that just because that's of interest in what we're talking about this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.